This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Right now, we're talking NFL, and you heard in that update just now from Nolan McGraw, Shedeur Sanders not working out at the combine in Indianapolis this week. He will meet with teams. He does still plan to work out for Colorado's Pro Day next month. And this is kind of the norm that we're seeing here. I mean, the top three picks from last year's draft, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May, neither of them worked out at the combine. They did do their Pro Days, and they used this time to meet with prospective teams that are thinking about drafting them. But for Shedeur, do you think that this will or should impact how teams view him not working out at the combine?
No, not at all. It's kind of expected. And the thing about it is, Cordell, with a quarterback, if I was an agent, I would not let my quarterback work out. If I'm, you know, for sure first-round pick, I'm not letting him work out because I think it's not to their advantage to work out. Mm-hmm. Everything that they're doing is because when you go to the combine, this is the biggest job interview that you've got. All right. And everything that is going on at the combine is conducive to not do well because the interview process, you're up till 11 o'clock. You're over at the physicals all day, getting prodded on, you know, all day long. You know, so it is not conducive to being successful. So especially with a quarterback. And another thing with the quarterbacks is when you're watching it, just watch it on TV because you'll see a quarterback. He'll get to throw like two balls in a row. And who are the receivers out there? And his teammates or right. anything like that. So you throw your two balls, then you go to the back of the line. Then you throw 5 minutes later. You never get into a rhythm, you know, and that's the thing with quarterback. And that's why quarterbacks don't throw at the combine because it's not advantageous for them. So what's different at the pro day? At the pro day, you're throwing to your receivers, guys you've worked with for years. You're throwing every pass. You're throwing 50 straight balls. Mm-hmm. So you get into a rhythm, you know, and it's scripted. So you go through the script. You know what's coming. That's why it's an advantage, you know. And do teams like that? No, because what happens is you know, they're saying Shedeur's going to go meet with teams. And we always, and most teams do, when you sit down with whatever position that you're interviewing, you going to work out? No. Why? You know, and coaches get all, like, try to challenge them. You need to work out, blah, blah, you know. Because otherwise, you know, you've got to go to all these other places, you know, to the pro days. You've got to travel around, go to all the pro days. I mean, and that's what, Cordell, like, when I get back from the combine, I would get the list of all the pro days, and then you're scheduling trips for position coaches or for you and everything on what pro days do I want to go see. Because there's a lot of dudes, and even if the dude works out at the combine. You're still going back to the pro day. And what happens is let's say, Cordell, you ran great at the combine. We go to the pro day, I ain't running. Mm-hmm. I don't need to run. I'm not jumping. You know, I'm just going to do drills. That's it. And that's what happened. And here's like all the old scouts, they get pissed off at the workouts, you know, on the campus because they want everything done. You know, the old school dudes, they want height, weight, they want jumps, all that stuff done. And the kid's like, nah, I ain't doing. You know, and like Shador, we probably won't even, we'll see. I mean, if he can vertical and do all that, it'd be to his advantage, show some athleticism. He ain't no way he's going to run a 40.
No.
You know, but if I'm fast, what did Jaden Daniels do at the combine last year? Anything?
He didn't do anything.
Did he ever run a 40-yard dash, Cordell?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, and, you know, and what, you're not going to, hey, don't draft me then if I don't run a 40, you know, when I go to the workout. But prior to the last couple years, everybody did everything. And now you're seeing so many people are not running 40s. They're not doing stuff. And you know what? All you got to do is you just go watch the film. Does he play fast? You know, because a lot of times 40s don't matter that much. Merton right. Hanks ran maybe 4.8, but he played like 4.5. I mean, that's a thing. What kind of speed does he play with? Does he play fast? Does he play slow? I mean, you could run 4.3, but you know what? Play slow,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing. So it's all about play speed.
Yeah, I feel like we're in the era now where at least the players are recognizing, like you said, the combine, for some guys, the combine does help, you know,
their
stock.
No doubt. But it gets you, I'll give you one more example, like Pete Carroll was big on this. If a guy couldn't run fat DBs, because Pete was DB coach. Pete wanted a guy that had some speed because he's like, hey, if they're covering 4.4 receivers and you're running 4.8, you know, I mean, that's not going to jive. You know, so you had to have a decent – I don't know what Sherman ran at the combine, you know, but Pete wanted guys that could run. You know, and you look at – now, the biggest reason why guys are going to rise or fall, especially skill guys, Cordell, if a receiver runs a 4.7, there's no way in hell he's going in the first round. You know, so times are going to affect. And then with O-linemen, what affects it the most? Short arms. I mean, how often do we hear, damn, see how short his arms are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, those are the kind of things that affect each position. Even a D-lineman. Man, he's got short arms, like a pass rusher. Damn, he's got, you know, 32-inch arms. That ain't going to work in the pros and stuff. So, guys are going to move up and move down, and there's no film involved.
No, I mean, and for me, it should still always be about the film first. I'm a guy that's like, you know, I trust my eyes. So if I've seen a guy dominate in college football, I think back to the Aiden Hutchinson and Trayvon Walker draft where Aiden Hutchinson all year had been the best defensive player in the nation. And all of a sudden, the Jaguars think that they're smarter than everybody and they go get Trayvon Walker. And it's like, what happened from the time that the season ended to today where the draft is to where all of a sudden somehow Trayvon Walker has surpassed Aiden Hutchinson? It was happening. Now, granted, this turned out to be kind of correct. Last year's draft, Malik Nabers was the guy that was, his name was booming after the season ended as, oh, he's possibly better than Marvin Harrison Jr. And Marvin Harrison had been the guy for the last 2 years.
And did nothing.
And did not have the rookie year that Nabers had.
And didn't run.
No.
You know? And the only thing that I would say is, and, you know, the way I would look at it if I was a GM, you know, if you're a receiver and I want to draft you and I'm like, come on, dude, you know, run the 40. What do you got to hide? If you can run, you love to run. Like with, I remember with Timmy Brown and Dion, like Timmy Brown, they said, oh, worried about Timmy's speed. Timmy showed up, ran a 40, ran 4.2 and then left. And so, just like Dion, you know, if you're fast, you're fast.
Mm-hmm.
If You know, if you don't want to run, you know, you're hiding something. That's kind of the way that I looked at it, you know. But like we keep talking about, what are some things that we're going to hear about? Quarterback's hand size. You know, you want to, you know, quarterback to move down. What's going to move a quarterback down? Hand size. And even like height, that's going to move you down. With old linemen, they don't give a crap about 40-yard dash. You know, and even like with a pass rusher, what are more people concerned about? The 10. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing for the pass rusher is the 10. With DB, backpedal, plant, drive, you know, all those times. And then like turn and run, all those times are important. And the 40, is most important where you can turn heads, DB in the 40. DB, wide receiver, running back, you turn heads. And then all of a sudden, you know, if you're a pass rusher or whatever and you're running 4-4, like Owe probably jumped up because of his speed. You know, so there's things that you can do to really help yourself at the combine. And for pass rushers, like we said, the 10, arm length, that's big. D lineman, arm length, 10-yard dash. O lineman, arm length. What else did I was big on knee benders and stuff. And the other thing is what people don't realize is like scouts and coaches. You know, you go to like early in the morning, they have the weigh-ins. And what are the weigh-ins? They set up stands and stuff. And media are not allowed into the weigh-ins at all. So they set up stands, Cordell, and it's probably 300 men with, you know, your notepads and everything. And there's all these players, and they're in their underwear or shorts. You know, at that time, it was underwear. They'd walk down through everybody onto a stage, and they're standing there just under, and there's like 300. We're just staring at these dudes in their underwear. And then, like, when they're walking back, you know, they're walking back through you and everything, and you're looking, okay, you know, what's his, you know, does he have a, you know, what's his legs look like? You know, does he have a bubble butt? You know, is he soft? You know, I mean, you're writing down all these little things about the guy when, you know, and, you know, if people saw it and you just, you know, you got 300 dudes staring at a dude in his underwear, you know.
I'm sure it was a unique scene.
But you don't even think, you know, I mean, you don't really think about it that way.
I'm sure. You can't.
You know, you're looking at the guys, you know, as he walks by you, Cordell, you're looking at, damn, does he have big hands? How does his arm, you know, what's his butt look like? You know, all that kind of stuff when he's walking. And you see everybody just jotting down notes, you know.
Bubble butt in quotations and on the notepad.
No, he's got a bubble.
410-583-1057.
No ass kind of thing.
Number.
Flat ass.
Because that matters in the trenches.
Oh, with an old lineman?
It matters
doubt.
In the trenches.
Oh, yeah.
It matters. Coming up next, we'll get to the whip around. Cap stay hot. A couple of marquee NBA games yesterday as well. We'll get to all that and more next.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on The Fan.
Vinny and Hades with
brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes, the best crab cakes in Harford County.
105.7 The Fan.
Emerson, it sticks that. Here's Ovechkin.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland here for Bob Haney, here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass. It's the whip around. We're looking to see what went on in the world of sports this weekend. You just heard that call courtesy of TNT. Caps get the 7-3 victory over the Oilers behind Ovi's hat trick. Ovi now 13 goals away from breaking the great Gretzky's record. Caps won in a big way on Saturday as well. 15 goals scored over the weekend for the Caps.
Yeah, they wore out the Penguins on Saturday. Penguins looked awful, you know. And PK and Subban, I mean, he was killing the GM, you know, on the air. Oh, my gosh. And then Sunday with Ovi. Ovi got the hat trick. I mean, he had a real nice goal. The first one was a nice wrist shot. And the second one was the one-timer on the power play. And then the third one was the empty netter. And I think for the Cap, because they beat Edmonton, Saturday they beat Pittsburgh, you know, and Crosby played in the Four Nations, and McDavid played in the Four Nations. Caps had nobody play in the Four Nations, and the Caps come out well-rested and score 15 goals in two games.
Yeah.
So I think that was huge advantage, you know, for the Caps. And even in yesterday's game, I mean, the first both games, both Saturday and Sunday, the first periods were tight. The second and third periods, it was a joke, you know, for the Caps. And in the third period yesterday, the Edmonton game, I mean, they were just playing. It looked like they were on the power play the whole time. They were controlling the puck all the time, and it was unbelievable. And they were just, you could see them when Ovi had two goals, they were working to get Ovi shots, you know, because they wanted him to score goals and stuff. So it was pretty cool. And, like, his family was there, and his son, I think he's, I don't know, 5-6 years old, something like that. He was in the first row by the glass, so every time Ovi'd score, he'd go jump in the, you know, and kind of dap him on the on the glass and stuff. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. And the Caps right now have the best record in hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Caps get the day off today. They take on Calgary tomorrow night at home. at 7 o'clock, looking to extend this two-game winning streak to three. Elsewhere in the NBA, a lot of marquee games yesterday. Start here locally, Wizards, you guessed it, lose again to the Magic, 110-90 yesterday. But the Bucks 120-113 over Miami, despite Tyler Hero's 40 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds. The Celtics dominate the Knicks, 118-105. Jason Tatum, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. The Knicks are just... I'm just so sick of seeing any type of Knicks hype, man. They are just the team that every year you know what you're going to get from them. I mean, Jalen Brunson took like $100 million less to stay with New York so they could build the roster up. And this is what they got. They got Cat. I mean, look, it's a decent roster, but it's not anything that's coming out of the East. The Knicks are a second-round exit at best. Mark my words. Remember I said that, again, this postseason. The Warriors, 126-102 victory over the Mavericks yesterday, 30 points for Steph Curry in the win. Pacers, 129-111 over the Clippers. Pistons, 148-143 over the Hawks. Cade Cunningham, 38 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds in that win. The Raptors come back to beat the Suns, 127-109.
Pelicans, Quickly had a good game.
Who? Oh, Quickly. Yeah, 23 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds for Quickly. Pelicans 114-96 over the Spurs, and a good one yesterday, the Cavs 129-123 over the Grizzlies. John Morant 21-10 in the loss. Evan Mobley 25 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists in the win. In the nightcap, the Thunder with another win over the T-Wolves last night, 130-123, led by SGA, 37 points, 8 rebounds and 8 assists. Coming up next here on Benny and Haney, let's talk some Ravens. Ravens, John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta, they'll be meeting with the media tomorrow out in Indianapolis preparing for the combine. But let's look at a guy that's already on this roster, Isaiah Likely. Isaiah Likely is a guy that everybody is always excited to see. He's oozing with potential. Every time he gets an opportunity, he makes the most of it. Should he get a bigger role next season? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan. Right now, we're looking at the Ravens and specifically at Isaiah Likely. And he's a guy that I feel like, you know, coming into this year, we were hoping that he got a bigger role. And he did. You know, he set career highs. It was his third year of his career. But career highs in receiving yards this year, touchdowns and receptions. So definitely a step in the right direction for Isaiah Likely. But going forward, going into next year, because so much was made of the two tight end sets this year. And look, Mark had a fantastic year. Yeah. And Isaiah Likely had some really good games. But do you think it's time for Isaiah Likely to be a bigger focal point of this offense next year?
Well, the thing you got to like about Likely, it's kind of funny, you got to like about Likely right. is in big games, he plays big. You know, he makes big catches and big games. Look at like all these critical games that they won, you know, scramble around Lamar. Who mm-hmm. is it? Likely. So yeah, I'm in agreement. I think they'll Todd Monken and the offensive staff, Cordell, I think they'll go in and with the two tight end offense and everything, I think they'll get more stuff for Likely. And I think the way to get him to take advantage, what's the best way to take advantage of Likely? The thing that I like best about Isaiah is that when the ball's in his hands, he's hard to tackle. So quick screens, you know, and little quick hitch type stuff where he's got a chance to get the ball in his hands quickly and get a chance to run with it because he always makes yards. That's how I would try to take more advantage of Isaiah Likely, because I think those are the types of things. And in the red zone, I think he's spectacular in the red zone. Why? Because he can go up, get that ball at the highest point and stuff too, like he's done many a times. And he can separate because he's more explosive than Andrews. Andrews is good zone coverage. And how does Andrews get open? Man coverage. You watch Andrews, it's physical. He's pushing off. He's doing those types of things. And that's the biggest difference. But I think both should be involved. And Charlie Kohler, he's become a better blocker. I got to give the tight end coach a ton of credit, Godsey, mm-hmm. because he's improved a ton. You know, and because Kohler, when he was at Iowa State, I probably blocked better than him at Iowa State when I was a slot back at Iowa State. And, you know, and we were running the ball all the time, you know, but Charlie Kolar, 6'6 and 270 pounds, but he's like a 4.0 student. And fundamentally, technique wise, that's how he gets by with his blocking, and that's how he is successful.
I mean, you talk about likely showing up in a lot of the big games. Just looking at his game log from this year, the Chiefs game to start the year, 9 catches, 111 yards, a touchdown. And a lot of them are coming in division games as well. 2 touchdowns in the first matchup against the Bengals, 4 catches for 75 yards in that first matchup against the Giants. Also 5 catches for 38 yards and a touchdown against the Eagles, 3 catches. 29 yards and a touchdown against the Giants. Also had that one touchdown against the Texans as well. Looked pretty good in the postseason as well.
No doubt.
3 catches for 53 yards against the Steelers and 4 catches for 73 yards and a touchdown in the loss against Buffalo. I feel like every time he gets an opportunity, he makes the boat. He makes the most of it. He has the explosive plays. He gives them the yak ability. Like you said, he's very tough to bring down in an open field. And he has the build of a tight end, but as soon as he gets the ball in his hands, and especially once he gets into space, he gives you like wide receiver vibes because he moves so fluid.
Yeah, and the other thing that he can do, Cordell, is he can block in space. He is awful blocker on the line of scrimmage, but in space he does a nice job blocking DBs and stuff. And that's the same thing. If you read my report from college, same exact thing. He was good blocking DBs and stuff down the field, but online, terrible blocker. But I like Isaiah Likely. I think he's a hell of a player, and I think they'll end up signing him long term because I think he gives them a weapon. And here's the thing is, and just like you mentioned, Cordell, the two playoff games, he was big in those two playoff games. So, like we keep talking about, great players make great plays, you know, at the right time, and he does. I'll guarantee you, he would have caught the 2-pointer,
most likely.
Yeah,
most likely.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Good morning, fellas. Happy Monday to you. How you been, and what you been up to?
Hey, living life,
doing
man.
Doing great, man. Penn State hockey won a doubleheader over the weekend, so.
How about that? But just listening to y'all, I'm just sitting here trying to relax, drinking a hot tea, trying not to be sick. But the Spirit put a thought in my mind. And I told Quickdraw this same thing. I said, you know, when Lamar first came to the league, me and Vinny always talked about his passing. He wasn't a passer. He held the ball with the tip and all that. But everybody classified Andrews as his safety blanket.
Yeah.
And then we got to think about, you know, he was throwing the ball over the middle, maybe not outside the numbers and all. But over the years, he has progressed, and progressed well. So I just told Quickdraw, I said, you know, a general manager does things to better the team. If it come down to cutting them, releasing them, and trading them. And y'all know I keep telling y'all this. I'm trading Andrews to better my team for the cap reasons and to bring in other players, you know what I'm saying? And I heard you, Benny, saying something like when Belichick called you, say, I'll give you my 4, 5, and 6 for your next year's 4. So like we said, we want to know what's in this draft this year. The Ravens need a disruptor on the defensive line. That's the only thing I see us missing. That's the most important thing I think we're missing. So we need that. We got to get that. And if he could help us get that, that's the only reason I'm trading him. Other than that, I'm not. And that's all I wanted to say, y'all, because Lamar doesn't need a safety blanket. He's getting weapons, and that boy Likely is one. And at one time, I thought him and Andrews together, because I thought the best tandem in NFL could have been Gonzalez and what was the other tight end for the Patriots. Remember when Gonzalez?
Gronk and Hernandez.
Yeah, Gronk and Gonzalez. I thought they would have been a good tandem, just like I thought these two could be. But, hey, we don't need a tandem. We just need playmakers. Y'all take it easy, buddy.
Appreciate the call, Joe. I mean, I still believe that the Ravens roster is better with Andrews on the team next year than him off. And I just don't think he's going to get the return at this stage that that you guys would want, that I would want in return for a Mark Andrews. I just don't think he's netting that type of return back. He's more useful on the team than being and I get the cap savings and all that stuff, but when you're a team like the Ravens that are trying to win a Super Bowl, that shouldn't matter. How much a guy's getting paid, in my opinion, shouldn't matter. It should be about keeping as many quality players on your team as possible. Yeah. And those guys aren't cheap.
And the thing about it is you know, Andrews provided 11 touchdowns. And what are you going to get for him? A fourth-round pick?
Right.
You say, well, you get a first. No, you won't. Because he's got 1 year left on his deal. He's making $16.9 million. And then you got to give him a new contract. And he's 28 or 29 years old. So, no. And there's tight ends in the draft. So, you're not going to get a lot for him. So, a fourth-round pick is going to come in and give you what Mark Andrews gives you? No way. And, like Cordell just said, the Ravens are playing... They feel like they're really good, which they are. They got a hell of a roster. So why would you take one of the key components? He had two bad plays.
That happened to come in the biggest game of the year.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, Cordell, we see him out of practice. The dude works his ass off at practice and stuff, you know. And he's always in great shape. And, you know, he's a good teammate, all that kind of stuff. To make this run for the Super Bowl for next year, I want Mark Andrews. You know, maybe I don't put him in the playoffs. Maybe because he hadn't had great playoffs. Maybe I don't, you know, put him in those situations in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, even going back to last year's playoff when they tried to bring Mark back in the AFC Championship
that was
game.
Ugly. But the thing that pissed me off the most about that, Cordell, was Likely was kicking ass.
Right.
And then they gave Andrews his spot back.
You didn't hear from either of them in the game.
Right.
Either
instead of letting Likely play Andrew's spot because he was really, really producing.
That's kind of and that's the dilemma I guess I'm in now with Likely. It's like, yes, Mark is having he just came off a great season, led all tight ends and touchdown receptions this year. But it's like every time I see Likely get a chance, he knocks it out of the park. It's like you're coming up on the time. You already said it. You would pay Likely. I would, too. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to make a decision at some point. And Mark only has 1 year left. I think next year is probably Mark's last year in Baltimore. I don't see them giving two of these guys a new deal. And Kohler, too. Kohler's contract to be up. Granted, it won't net what either of these two guys are. But they want to keep as many players as possible. I think next year will probably be the changing of the guard slowly.
I could see, Cordell, that Kohler gets a deal done, you know, soon, just because, like you said, it ain't going to cost a lot.
Right. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. Coming up next, we'll take a trip through the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw, see what the text line is saying. That's next here on The Fan.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick straw.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says, it feels like the Combine is just a precursor to free agency instead of a college draft showcase these days. What will be the most notable news to come out of the NFL this week? Not so-and-so's 40 time. It'll be trade rumors or where is Sam Darnold going?
Unless somebody blows it up. You know, because if somebody, like, explodes onto the scene or a quarterback throws great, something like that, that could factor in. But I don't... big trade going on this week. I think the parameters of trades probably could happen. But I still think it'll be about somebody blowing up at the comp. Like Cam Ward, like if he throws and Cam Ward does great, just solidified his spot for number one. And then we're going to see all the mocks. You know, the revised mocks coming out, all that. I think that's going to be kind of the buzz.
Moving over to the Ravens, this texter says, Isaiah Likely is the future. Should be a priority extension for the Ravens this offseason. Don't have a problem with playing out the final year with Andrews, but please work ahead. Get yourself set up at tight end now when you don't have other pressing contracts.
Well, they're going to have a lot of... because you're going to have Likely, Kolar, Travis Jones, Linderbaum, and Kyle Hamilton. You've got all those five that are going to have to get done. And to me, those are they all could be done at any time.
I mean, looking at Likely, though, how different would an extension look for him this year compared to next year? I mean, especially if Mark is going to be back, I would imagine his production is still going to be around the same ballpark. Obviously, he'll have the leverage with, you know, I'm the young guy, Mark's contract is ending as well. But I just wonder how different those numbers would look, considering his production will probably be eerily similar.
This one here from Gene in Annapolis, switching over to the Orioles, says, bottom line, the O's failed again in the offseason. Now people left saying maybe they'll do something at the in-season deadline if they're in contention. If the O's just would have done what Boston did, they'd be in great shape. Players like Crochet, Buehler, Bregman, actual big moves. Gene says, been a big O's fan for over 45 years, sick and tired of the penny pinching.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all in everything? I mean, we all want to, it never fails, every sport. You just want to see action in the offseason. And I think specifically for O's fans, we were kind of sold a dream of change in that department that hasn't happened yet. And I get the texter comparing, you know, them to what the Red Sox and those guys are doing. But the reality is the Red Sox do this every year. They're spending money every year. It doesn't always equate to success for them. So that's the kind of what I would encourage. Let's let the season play out and see what happens. Just because these teams spent that money doesn't mean that they're going to have a good season.
I get the feeling it's more on Elias than it is Rubenstein.
I mean, that's what it sounds. That's what it sounds like when he talks.
Yeah.
He's giving him all the leeway to do what he wants. He has no financial restrictions. And so maybe Elias just isn't finding the guys that he feels are worth breaking the bank for.
And one last one here. Texter says, can't wait to see how high Maryland climbs in the rankings this afternoon. Michigan State as well. Lots of teams ahead of them suffered losses. They could get a huge boost, setting the stage for a potential top 15 matchup on Wednesday night. We've waited too long for a game like this in College Park.
Yeah, we have. I mean, look, I think that game is going to be worth its money for everybody that is going out there. I'm curious to see where the Terps go as well. What were they, 20 this past week, I think?
Yeah,
20. So I'm thinking probably mid-teens, 15 or something like that, 13 probably at the max. But they played really well, and I think next week is the one that I'll be looking for, especially if they are able to beat Michigan State.
Yeah, and Michigan State, they were 14, took care of business against Michigan mm-hmm. on Friday, so they'll climb as well. They could be top 10 right around there, maybe 10.
Yeah. What do you think the Terps will be, Nolan?
I think, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these teams did lose. The texter's absolutely right. So I would say no worse than 16. Probably be, I agree with Cordell, probably in that 13 to 15 range.
Which would be the highest they've been all season, correct?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. For sure. I mean, and the rankings are like tongue-in-cheek a little bit because it feels like almost everybody that's worth anything gets into the tournament. But it definitely helps with the seeding purposes for sure. And look, Maryland is still trying to get that double bye in the Big Ten tournament. So they need to win as many of these games down the stretch here as possible. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get you some news from the Nest. We'll go back to that end of the season press conference with Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh, see if we can find any nuggets to help us prepare for the combine and the draft. That's next here on The Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.